Well, just as it seemed that the world was returning back to a degree of normality, we are now in the middle of another huge topic that is making headlines and impacting lives all around the world. And our media and social media is being flooded with shocking stories and pictures from both overseas and here in Australia too. Life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow shares some simple strategies to help us stay calm and focused when the news continues to feel somewhat overwhelming. It's good to be chatting with you, Sally.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Sally, generically, what sort of effect does this sort of news have on us when we watch this and, I suppose, absorb it?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Tim. For much of this that we're seeing, we're in a position where we can't do anything. We're just watching things unfold that could be concerning to us, shocking to us, overwhelming to us. But this feeling of disempowerment, I think, is kind of starting to permeate. And I think that's a lot of where the emotional reactions are coming from, is this people feeling disempowered by this. It's uncertain. We never quite know what's going to happen. There's all sorts of different opinions and points of view. And that creates this low-grade anxiety, where people feel disempowered.
So how do we hold that on a day-to-day basis? And then is there a way that we can somehow take back a degree of power in that?
Yeah, well, my favourite personal development authors of all time is Stephen Covey, and he wrote the book 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And he talks in there about your circle of concern versus your circle of influence. So a circle of concern is where most of us are right now with the things that have been happening worldwide. We're concerned about them. We have a level of concern. We'd like to change it, or we're worried about others. But we actually can't do anything about it. We might be able to write a letter or two. Perhaps we want to, you know, post on our social media. But really, we're not in that position where we can actually influence the change. And what he talks about is when you're in that state is to move to what we call a circle of influence, where you can actually have some impact on the outcome. And the minute that happens, you feel more empowered.
And finally, Sally, with regards to we're watching the news, we're absorbing this, I suppose, without sounding rude or trying to trivialize what we're seeing, but a lot of it is negative. A lot of it's hurtful, hateful, shocking. It's all of those sorts of emotions and feelings that it can stir up. Is there a way that we can stay informed, do you think, but perhaps try and switch what we're thinking and feeling or how we respond to what we're seeing?
Yeah, great question. I think we don't want to get to a point where we're not empathetic to anybody's situation. But to me, the most empowered thing you can do when you have this feeling of disempowerment is to create some of your own goals. Think about your own goals. Think about your own intentions. You know, what would you like to achieve? I'm a great believer in setting small incremental steps along the way to create a bigger goal. So it could be something like you decide to get fitter, walk around the block, you know, 7 days a week, drink more water, something that's you can set a task for yourself. You can actually make small little steps each day to achieve it. Like you could kind of control your world when a world outside feels totally out of control. And I think that's really important in all of this, is to realize there's nothing I can do about this, but what I can do in my world is this.
Yeah. Some simple strategies there to help stay calm and focused when we might feel somewhat overwhelmed at this moment in time. My special guest has been Sally Tebow, life coach, author and speaker. Check out Sally's website for details, sallytebow.com.au. Tebow is T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T, sallytebow.com.au. As always, Sally, thank you for your time and your thoughts. We will talk again to you next week.